hands. It's many hands that make a radio station go, let me tell you that. It's lots of people, and we are listener-powered, volunteer-supported here on Kauai Community Radio. And Ke Kani o Kauai nei, we are your source for information and inspiration. And let me know when we're on air. Kauai Community Radio, we are 73% of the way to our goal. Our goal is $83,000, and that is the amount of money that was taken from us from when the Corporation for Public Broadcasting closed. And so we are raising money right... I saw that. Yeah. Boo. So we are raising money right now. We've got a silent auction if you want to check that out at kkcr.org, or you can make your donation at kkcr.org to support our work. You are listening to Kauai Community Radio. This is KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. I'm Radio Annie, and I'm your host today for Talk Story Radio. I've got a great show planned for you today. We are broadcasting live with pop-up radio here at Halelehue down on Rice Street, and I've got the Hawaii People's Fund and a bunch of people. Like, the place is full, and we're going to talk about some nonprofits on Kauai that are doing great work. But right now, I got to let you know. And now, I want to introduce Mickey from the Kauai People's Fund. Oh, Hawaii People's Fund.
Yeah, Kauai People's Fund too. That works. Yeah. Keloha mai, awo, Mickey, hui, hui, no pua halakane ohe mai ao. My ohana actually originally hailed from this island in Waimea, and also from Hana in Maui. And we are just so stoked to be here. Mahalo, Annie and Rodwin and KKCR, and big mahalo to RSBA for Rice Street Business Association for hosting us while we're here. Yeah. Aloha nui.
Thank you. Tell me about the Hawaii People's Fund. What do you guys do?
So super stoked to have our entire staff in this beautiful cafe here at Ha Coffee today. Hawaii People's Fund, our mission is to support and to fund and to amplify the work of Hawaii-based grassroots organizations who are challenging systems of oppression. We were founded in 1972, initially in response to unregulated development and all the economic and social disparities that came from that, and indigenous dispossession in Hawaii. And we are... 53 years later.
53 years.
We're the new kids in the People's Fund, and super stoked to be supporting six amazing organizations that are based right here on Kauai, and we have many of them joining us here today. Mahalo nui to you guys for coming out today. And and this is actually our biggest Kauai cohort over the past 10 years. So we felt it was important to come over here and connect. He aloha, he alo, with the people that our entire work is based on supporting and amplifying the work that they do.
What I know about Kauai is that we really come out for each other, and we have so many nonprofit organizations doing such good work. Like, there's so many ways for all of us to get involved and to really support the things that we care about, and the people that are involved are so passionate. I love it. I just love it.
Totally. And it's right in line with what our mission is to support and amplify folks who are challenging systems that get communities down. So basically anywhere that injustice is happening, if there's a group organizing from within the community to push back on the root causes of those systemic inequities, that's who we support and amplify, whether that's environmental justice or birth justice or economic justice or... Yeah. You know, indigenous justice, food sovereignty, and all of those different issue areas are represented by our awesome community partners here on Kauai. So we're super stoked.
It kind of like enrages me that, like, fight the man power. Like, I just get so excited about that. Thank you.
I mean, also in the beginning of that. Again, I mentioned indigenous justice initially. The conversation about social change in Hawaii begins with indigenous justice. And so there's a beautiful organization here that you'll be hearing from later, Kipuka Kuleana, who is really looking at the root of that and putting Kanaka back on land, which is really important. We believe in the economic justice aspect that Rice Street Business Association holds, and the birth justice that the Kalao Ke Kahuli holds, and, yeah, and the indigenous justice that Iolawai Luanui holds, and mm-hmm. the food sovereignty that Malama Kauai holds, and holding cultural art spaces that mm-hmm. Kamauai Lualani holds. Like, these yeah. are all absolutely aligned with why we're even here.
Yeah. I'm loving it. And Kauai Community Radio is, like, excited to amplify these voices.
Mahalo.
And, like, because I, you know, I'm like a fight the man person right now. With
awesome. So, and they're lifting up solutions, right? Things
yes.
can get super heavy and mm-hmm. lame these days. And
yeah. Solution,
it's important to remember that there are really good people mm-hmm. out there making a difference in their communities and providing avenues for people to plug into that joy in collective liberation. Because yeah. we forget that when things get so blue,
yeah.
you know, and there's always ways to plug in.
Yeah. 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 And giving of yourself is a great way to sort of solve that rage, if I could just like,
yep,
say it
yep.
myself.
It's true.
Yeah, and I do have to remember the joy.
Yeah, and a lot of, so in addition to amplify, I mean, the ways that we amplify and support our partners is through a myriad of programming that we do internally as an organization. In the past, we have hosted giving projects, which we have several alumni from this island that plugged in virtually to be mm-hmm. a part of that magic of amplifying and funding and supporting our partners. We also have a few programs that my colleague Kenji, who is here with the mic to talk story about mm-hmm. some of the innovative programming that he's doing to live into our mission.
All right. So Kenji, hi. Welcome.
Hi, aloha.
Very good.
Super stoked to be here. Yeah, my name is Kenji Cataldo. Super grateful to be here in Lihue with the Hawaii People's Fund. I live in Honolulu. And yeah, like Mickey said, part of our amplification side of our mission is really just finding ways to lift up the voices and stories of all of our community partners who are the folks out there in community doing the work. Our Hawaii Rising podcast is an opportunity really just to get a deep dive on what all of our grantee partners, our community partners are up to, their visions for the future. You'll get a taste of that, I think, by hearing from uh-huh. them a little bit later today. But really just some of the most passionate community engaged folks you'll meet. It's really my pleasure and honor to be able to speak with them and to document their stories and lift them up through our podcast.
Right. So your podcast, where can people find your podcast?
It's available on all major podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple, also on our website, whitepeoplesfund.com.
Org.
Org.
whitepeoplesfund.org, as well as on Podbean, which is our hosting distribution platform.
Nice. And then, so you interview not just folks on Kauai, but all over the Hawaiian Islands.
That's right. Yeah, we have, in this year's grantee cohort, we have 48 organizations across Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. 48?
The podcast, yeah, 48. Wow. Over the past 4 years of the podcast, we've had over 120 episodes, featuring folks on five islands, and just working across all the issue areas that Mickey mentioned, as well as, you know, HPF's history goes back deep. And so we've also had the opportunity to talk story with some of the kupuna who started these movements that folks are continuing on with today.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That has got to be so interesting. And I imagine that your heart just gets enlivened every time you talk to these folks.
Absolutely. I pinch myself, you know, when I'm sitting down having these conversations, just getting to talk with people who are super passionate, who are really at the forefront of lifting up their communities
yes.
across all of these issue areas.
Yeah, I am so excited about that. And so we can find it anywhere you get podcasts. And the podcast is called Hawaii People's Fund?
It's called Hawaii Rising.
Hawaii Rising. Okay. That is a good one.
And we also just started our Hawaii Rising zine, which works in tandem with the podcast.
Oh.
You can find more information on our website. Again, that's hawaiipeoplesfund.org.
Uh-huh.
There's a Hawaii Rising tab where you can subscribe. This is an opportunity in a more visual format to share stories from the podcast, to share artwork, poetry. It's a new print channel that we're developing as another form of amplifying all of our community partners.
I was like a 90s college student, so I love zines. Thank you so much. This is so good.
Yeah, and shout out to
I got you.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Noelani Akiona, another one of our colleagues, and Kenji and Noelani produce the
nice.
Hawaii Rising zine. Yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's lovely. Thank you. Thanks. So who is our first person that we're gonna talk to today? I think I've got Rice Street Business Association.
Yay, Rice Street I've Business got Kiki. Association. Again, mahalo to Kiki for and wait, Addie and the whole RSBA Ohana for hosting us here in Lihue.
Okay, Rice Street Business Association. Hi, tell me what you guys do.
Yeah, so Rice Street Business is,
right up there.
Rice Street Business Association is a nonprofit to build a community here on Rice Street in Lihue and try to revitalize this area. And we're here to uplift the different businesses along the street and to create a space for the community.
So what sort of things do you guys do to advance that mission?
Yeah, so we have we hold some really big events down Crush Street. We hold the Rice Street Block Party that happens every October. We hold the Brewers Fest in the same area. We help out with Lights on Rice, a giant parade around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So we try to hold these giant events to try to bring more people down here.
Okay. The one in October, the Block Party, what day is that?
October 24th. It's a Saturday.
Okay. And you guys are planning hard for that one now.
Oh yeah, definitely. So that's going to shut down the entire Rice Street. We're going to have a ton of different events, live music, vendors. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
Good.
For families.
Totally. And it's family friendly.
Oh, of course. Yeah, most of the events that we hold here are family friendly. I would say apart from the Brewers Fest, but majority of the events that we try to host are for the family. We want it to be kid friendly and
And I also noticed that it's kind of prettier down here.
It is, yeah. So one of the things that we are trying to do, I don't know if you've noticed, when you walk along Rice Street, there's a bunch of planters.
Yep.
So one of the things that we've been doing is replacing the invasive plants with native plants. So all of the majority of the planters should have little name tags of what those plants are, Hawaiian name and scientific name of those plants. So that's one thing that we're trying to do to beautify Rice Street.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of canoe plants down on the street too. There is bananas and coconut palm and other sorts of plants too. Awesome. And art, public art. I love public art. Murals.
Yes, we have a bunch of muralists all from this area that have, especially when you go down Crest Street, we have a bunch of different murals down the street. So we have a bunch of artists that
contribute to the art around here. That's fantastic. And so the point too is to bring economic vitality to the area, and I imagine to sort of combat that phenomenon in many cities where the main street gets cleared out and then we head off to the suburbs. But to bring it back, it can be a cultural hub, art hub, music, and all these different things. And I think to keep our downtowns thriving.
Yeah, that's
is good effort.
That's definitely our goal. And we're so lucky to have this space, Hale Lihue, which is in the center of Rice Street, and be able to have this space. It's a coffee shop. We have the event space where we can host so many different kinds of events. We're hosting KKCR
and radio
week.
Station.
Exactly. We're able to have these events, all types of events, from a speakeasy to yoga classes to puppy hour.
Thank you so much.
All types of events for the community.
Yeah. And where can people find more information about Rice Street Business Association?
So we have a website. I believe it's just Rice Street Business Association, where all of the events are listed. So you could check that out. We also have our Instagram and Facebook. We have a bunch of events. That's probably going to be the most updated platform that we use.
Yeah.
I believe we also have a mailing list.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. I mean, I would testify that your social medias are on point. So that's a good one. Thanks so much. Is there anything else you want to share with the community?
Could I mention
go for
some
it.
Events that we are having this weekend? So tonight we are having the season finale of Chief of War with actress Maine Kinemaka. She'll be here and we'll have that community watch party at Hale Lihue. Tomorrow morning we have a paint and sip with artist Paneki. She's done a lot of murals down Rice Street, down Crest Street, and also within our space in Hale Lihue. And she does a coffee paint and sip, so drink a coffee, get to paint with Paneki. And Sunday we will have a speakeasy jazz night with Lady Ipo.
Nice. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Love it. And our next one, we've got Pua Rossi from Iolawailuanui. Thanks Aloha. So much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really happy
awesome.
To be here.
Keep that real close to you.
Okay.
We are great with our technology today.
Is it coming through okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got it? Tell us what you do.
So our organization, Iolawailuanui, formed right around 2020 or so. And the intention was at the time, the old Coco Palms Hotel was, you know, they were talking about restoring it and bringing back a new hotel. And so our organization was really concerned about climate change and, you know, the rising tides and the erosion of the seashore. And also because we just felt like there's a lot of hotels on Kauai and we really don't need one more.
There and, are so many things to be concerned
right.
in that corridor.
And Wailua has always been a very significant place to Kauai in terms of how many food production systems we have there, heiau that we have there, lo'i, fish ponds. And so our organization was really looking at what can we do instead of having a hotel, something that would honor the culture of Kauai, the people of the past, and really do something that's related to like Keiki and Kupuna, having a cultural center, restoring those food production systems. And since then, our organization has grown, and it's, you know, the vision changes depending on what the land or what the aina tells us to do and what the community is telling us to do. So we're still, you know, our focus is still turning this into a vibrant cultural place where people can go and gather and, again, restoring those traditional sites. But we also recently acquired access to Malai Heiau, which is just across the street from the hotel
mm-hmm.
and across mm-hmm. from the river. And part of that means speaking with cultural practitioners, learning about what that heiau was once used for, and then how can we restore that heiau into something that makes sense for 2025.
Right. I mean, that whole area, just acres and acres of land, is sacred in so many ways.
Yes.
Can you talk just briefly about the significance of that area, that Wailua River mouth?
Sure.
And what happened there historically?
So when we first settled on Kauai, most likely people settled in Waimea, but over time, as the population grew, they started to also settle a population in Wailua.
Mm-hmm.
And so around 1500 AD, give or take, mm-hmm. there was a battle, as things happen, and Wailua became the chiefly center of Kauai and remains so all the way up until the 1820s. And so within that area, you've got numerous heiau or temple sites. We have a birthing site. We've got several fish ponds in that area. We've got surfing spots, stories. Kaumualii, our last king, was born in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole section has always been like a social, religious, and political center for the island.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, we've lost that. We've lost that information. We don't know about it, or we're not teaching it, or we're not sharing it. So people just drive by and see a building that's being torn down and construction sheets, not knowing that right on the other side of that is iwi kupuna or mm-hmm. burials and heiaus and all of these sacred things. And even in the historical period, one of the first churches was built there. Queen Kapule, Deborah Kapule, lived there for a while. So there's so much historical and traditional information about that area that part of our group, one of the things that we do and what we value about Hawaii People's Fund is that they've supported us is educating Kauai's community on mm-hmm. what the significance of that area is.
Yeah, and to think that the history is Coco Palms and Elvis is,
right.
it's shallow and it's small thinking.
And it's all, the hotel was only in operation for a little over 30 years, and it's mm-hmm. been closed for a little over 30 years. So there's really just a blip in time.
Yeah, and especially when you're talking about like centuries ago,
right.
folks landed there, and yeah.
So. I mean, it's not to say it had its moment, and I grew up at the hotel. I remember them having Tahiti Fete and the Royal Court and weddings there. But there's such a bigger picture for that area and such a greater cultural history for that area that needs to be shared.
Thank you. Yeah. And where can people learn more information about the work you do with Iola Wailuanui?
So our website is wailuanui.org, and then we also have an Instagram account, which is Save Wailuanui Aho'ano. So check out those two areas, and you'll find out more about what we're doing.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And the next interviewee, we've got Kipuka Kuleana. Also, I noticed like everyone's wanting to take photos. You can come stand by me if you want to get a head-on shot. No problem. And you're listening to KKCR. We are in the middle of interviewing folks that are part of the cohort. Oh, come on in. Hi. We're at Hale Lihue down in on Rice Street in Lihue, and we're talking with the Hawaii People's Fund. And our next interviewee from Kipuka Kuleana, what have you got?
Aloha, I'm Tina Ayu, and I'm executive director and a co-founder of Kipuka Kuleana. And our organization works to help ohana, longtime families of Kauai, stay connected to their ancestral aina. And we came about in 2016 in response to like what Mickey was saying, an injustice that was happening in our community, which is that ohana who had been here for many generations were losing their land at an overwhelming pace due to many pressures, development pressures, the cost of real estate taxes, conflicts within family, things that come with like family-owned lands. And so in 2018, we did our first Ohana Aina workshop to bring together ohana landowners from across Kauai and talk about their challenges and the things that they were going through. And some of the biggest challenges that they expressed were the cost of property taxes being number one due to rising real estate values, the need for estate planning and the cost of legal assistance, physical upkeep of their property, and just getting families to agree. And so we decided to form a hui, a nonprofit, with a mission to work towards protecting family lands. And that's what we do.
That is just unbelievably special. Do you have maybe a story that you could share that is directly related? Sorry to put you on the spot there. I was like, that wasn't one of the questions. But
no, so we do a lot of things. I would say, so there is one family that we've been working with since 2016. And they had held their land. They'd retained ownership to their land since the mahele. And over the years, they had had a lot of difficulty keeping it. And unfortunately, it did go up for a court-ordered sale. And recently, Kipuka Kuleana was able to step in as a land trust and purchase that aina with the blessing of the ohana to now keep it as a space in trust for that ohana to be able to return to, but also for the broader community to be able to learn about Malama Aina, to engage in cultural activities and perpetuate the traditions that ohana has had on that land for many generations.
Thank you for doing that. Like that's one of the sadder stories in Hawaii, that people of the land can't stay on the land, and even that life becomes too expensive that they have to move away from aina.
Yeah, and so I think that gets me into a little bit about our programming. So especially more recently, we've been able to grow our programs to be able to really work towards proactive and preventive measures to help ohana keep their land and their family. And so if I were to break down kind of how we work, we share knowledge and resources with families and bring them together for educational workshops to introduce them to preventive tools and resources for keeping their land. So we did this year we launched a workshop series on different topics such as estate planning and tax relief to introduce them to ways that they can keep their land and their family.
I don't think I've ever thought about preventive measures, you know, like that, like, whoa, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we're really trying to focus on systems change and preventive measures. So this year we're also gathering stories from families who are facing really enormous tax burdens and aren't qualifying for existing tax exemptions that the county currently has, to raise awareness of this issue among our policymakers and really try to advocate for change of our tax policies. Because there are many families with ancestral aina that are not qualifying for existing exemptions, and because of the rising real estate values, are being pushed out.
That rage piece in me just got amplified. Great. Where could people find more about your work and what you do?
We have a website that people can visit. We also have an Instagram and Facebook. And Halelehui will be hosting our next Ohana Aina workshop, which is an estate law clinic in partnership with Volunteer Legal Services. So it's open to the public.
Thank you so much for all of that. Is there anything else you would want to share with everyone?
No, I'm just really stoked to do this work. I think as someone who grew up in Kauai, and you know, my family has been here for generations as well, and I feel very fortunate that I'm able to raise my kids on Kauai. And I think going forward, we do this work because we want to be able to have a place for our kids to be able to understand their culture, understand where they're from, and if they want to have a place to return home and see a future for themselves. And that's really why we do the work.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And then our next interviewee is from Kalawao Kekahuli. Nice. And again, let me do some station business before you jump in. I want to let everyone that's listening now, you're listening to Talk Story Radio on Kauai Community Radio. It's KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, and we're talking with the Hawaii People's Fund. This is the cohort of
2025.
Yeah.
Spring cohort, and 48 of them, and 6 of them are based here on Kauai.
Yeah, and you guys came, Hawaii People's Fund came to chat with them, talk with them.
Meet them in person. And also to support some of the activities and events that are happening this weekend. Mm-hmm. Action this weekend on Kauai, which is fantastic. And mahalo again to RSBA for hosting us, because the majority of that action is happening right here.
Yeah.
And so we're still
fantastic. And we are excited at Kauai Community Radio to be able to talk to you guys and put you on the air and broadcast the good work that you're doing for Kauai and Hawaii and all of that. So let me play one message. KKCR's Lau Lima Fund Drive silent online auction is live now through September 20th at 4 p.m.
Support community-powered radio while scoring some unforgettable experiences. This year's auction lineup is packed with incredible items, including
the best seat in the house, tickets to see music legends like the Eagles, Jackson Brown, Def Leppard, and performers like Brad Williams and Cirque du Soleil.
A stunning, authentic Hawaiian lei hula, handcrafted with traditional featherwork.
A luxurious two-night stay at the Grand Hyatt Resort and Spa on Kauai.
The perfect island escape.
Ocean tours with Holoholo Charters and Captain James.
Offering you a chance to explore Kauai's marine beauty up close.
Every bid supports KKCR.
Your independent, listener-supported radio station.
Bringing the heart and soul of Kauai and beyond to the airwaves.
Don't wait. Visit kkcr.org and place your bids today.
Mahalo for supporting community radio. Whose voice is that? Creepy. I just want to take a minute to thank Ann and Bob for supporting Kauai Community Radio. They donated by calling 808-826-7771. That's where you can call to support the work that KKCR does. And the reason they donated was for KKCR's Preserving Hawaiian Legacy, and that is what you guys are doing here today. So thank you so much for donating, Ann and Bob, and we're going to keep it going towards good work like this. Tell me who you are and what you're doing today.
Hi. I'm Kahea. Nice to see you.
Oh, nice to see you, too. I've known Kahea for a really long time, since we were kids.
Yeah.
Maybe not actual kids, but just smaller and dumber in my case.
Definitely. Yeah, that was three kids ago for
three
me.
Kids ago. For me, it was just a dog ago.
Yeah. I'm happy to see you.
I'm always happy to be with you. Tell me what you're doing today and why Hawaii People's Fund has partnered with you.
Yeah, no. Hawaii People's Fund has been Kalao Kekahuli's OG supporter since the very beginning of Kalao Kekahuli. So Kalao Kekahuli is a nonprofit comprised of an all Kanaka Wahine group of mamas and birth workers that are determined to provide free prenatal birth and postpartum support regardless of economic accessibility. It is free for all Kanaka, OEV, and Pacific Islander families. So that is Kalao Ke Kahuli. We've been around since 2020. Based on Maui, and have since crossed the whole Paiaina, and we have ko'okua, or doulas, birth workers, on every island.
What is distinctly Hawaiian about what you do? Because there are, from talking to you before, like the birthing practices and the doula-ness, there's a rooted cultural piece to it.
Yeah. Well, once upon a time, every ohana had a birth worker in their family. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every community had someone who was well-versed in birth and how to support mamas. Marika Venapukui talks a lot about how foreign influence has taken away our like rich ike on certain things, and birth work is one of those things. Mm-hmm. So we stopped having birth at home and we started having birth in hospitals. We stopped practicing as widely as we were. And Kalao Ke Kahuli focuses on bringing those birth practices back and making them accessible. So one of the things that we do is a mentorship program. Mm. So this is the one thing that I'm really excited about. One of mm-hmm. the many things I'm really excited about. We just started our fourth mentorship cohort in August. Okay. And so we are training ko'okua, or doulas, birth workers. And we have ko'okua now on every mokupuni, including Lana'i and Molokai.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, even the smaller islands.
Yeah.
Thank you for
yes.
that. Where can people find more about your services and mm-hmm. support?
So kalaokekahuli.org is our website. Our Instagram is where you'll see like our events, our workshops, mm-hmm. What our services are. I'm often posted up at Halilihue. I have an office here. So
and you
we're
guys
doing
do classes and stuff here too, yeah?
So I have a workshop coming up on Sunday. Okay. Day after tomorrow, Makua workshop. So this is geared towards like bringing the whole ohana, and we will talk childbirth education and Hawaiian birth practices and aipono and comfort measures and how your partners can be your ko'okua, what your kane can do to make you comfortable and mm-hmm. bring baby into the world.
Right. There's so much like mystery in that wonderful part of it that you can bring to people and alleviate that mystery in the terrible part, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's so much about birth and bodies and all of that that we don't talk about. And I support talking about it and getting it out there. And, you know, women need to talk about their bodies more.
Yes, that goes back to our origin and the importance of like talking about these things.
Uh-huh.
Annie.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I got into birth work myself, is because I found myself always wanting to talk about, can I say it?
Vagina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the condition of them. How are they feeling? Are they okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Like what's going on? Let's talk more about that.
Right. Since everyone's laughing both on air and on the internet and in this room, Kahea and I were in the vagina monologues together, and that's where we met. It was in 2008?
Yeah.
Seven, eight?
Nine. Nine, ten.
Nine or ten. Yeah. And so that was one of the eye-opening, like, let's talk about this a lot.
Because he wanted to look at it, right?
That was mine, yeah.
Yes.
I kept the light on. That was... Yeah.
Yep, I remember. No, that was kind of a life-changing experience for me. I had already had a kid, but then I got to like be around all these women from so many different backgrounds and like, you know, generations. And it was like, I want more of that. Mm-hmm. I want to be with Wahine. I want to talk about sexual health and reproductive rights and how we can empower our mamas, because that's how we're gonna empower our people. I think the coolest, you're talking about like resistance and land back and solving injustices. I believe for myself the greatest like form of resistance to colonization is having babies.
Okay.
Like, we're still here.
As an act of resistance.
Yes. Yes. And then raising those good little Kanaka babies to take care of this Kanaka aina. Mm-hmm. It's important.
So
tell us how I think we're going to save the world.
Save the world. Tell us one more time where people can find about you.
KalauKekahuli.org.
Okay.
And Instagram, KalauKekahuli.
Good. Thank you
so
much. Nice to see you. And next,
yes.
We got you.
Yes.
Chatting.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Can you? Hurry. Okay, good.
Awesome. So, mahalo nui. Thank you so much to our partners. Like, we always want to reiterate that the People's Fund wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the folks in community that are doing the thing. And our main purpose is to hold and support what they're doing alongside them. We want to make the distinction that we don't do anything for these organizations. These organizations are the solutions. They're doing it with their communities, which is us partnering with them and being alongside on the journey. They give us so much credit. Mm-hmm. So just mahalo nui to you guys for being the reason that we even exist.
And I just want to remind our listeners that this is Talk Story Radio, and we're talking with Mickey from Hawaii People's Fund.
And there's, I mean, for the Hui's that joined us today for this talk story, mahalo. And there's two other Hui's that are located here on Kauai that are busy out there doing the thing. So they couldn't join us this morning. We want to extend big aloha to Kamawai Lualani, which also works out of this space too at Rice Street Business Association. And their kuleana is dedicated to Native Hawaiian art. And uplifting education, public art, community activation to reconnect with this place, very community-centered like many of our partners, and reinstilling Kauai-based values of protection of treasured places, which we heard from Pua and what they're doing at Iolawai Luanui, and community cohesion. When we were walking around Lihue last night, we went down Crest Street, and all of Kamawai Lualani's art is all over the walls down there. And it was so awesome to connect with the work that they're doing here and just beautifying spaces. And again, like everybody else, centering that community piece is so important. So big aloha to Mama Nick. If you are listening in from Oahu, I know we came Kauai and she went Oahu. So big aloha to Mama Nick and the crew. Also, the other community partner located here on Kauai is Malama Kauai, which you're coming with. Big aloha to Megan and the whole crew at Malama Kauai, who are totally working super hard right now. They have a 3-day food system summit happening that started today and then tomorrow and Sunday, which is actually wrapping here at the
speakeasy is sort of their last hurrah.
Yeah. So Malama Kauai, for those who aren't familiar, they focus on increasing local food production and access on Kauai with a lens of resilience and sustainability. And that access piece is so important, especially with just the cost of everything.
Yeah.
Being able to locally source and provide for your own community, that's the vision, right? Like, that's the goal. And Malama Kauai is doing it. They have been doing it for a long time. This food system summit that they're holding over the weekend opportunity to talk story with other community members, to experience stuff. Tomorrow there's work days all over the island that they're hosting. There's a they're hosting a film screening tomorrow night at KCC as well. Mm-hmm. Again, holding space for community in a way that people can bring their superpowers to the work from the community and make the magic happen together as a community. Solutions. Community-based, place-based solutions.
What I've really enjoyed about Malama Kauai is that, okay, let's identify the problem. People need food. Who are the best people to give them the food? Farmers. How do we support the farmers to get the food to the people? And so all of those pieces with farmer education, with farmer resources, right, with land, with water, with discussion on how they can support each other. And then who are the most connected farmers? It's the Kanaka that, mm-hmm, that work the land, that have the connection. And so they do a lot to solve that major piece, which is feeding people. So right. I was like, so the vision for Malama Kauai, like, very much
and the systems thinking. Mm-hmm. I mean, in all of the work that we do at the People's Fund, our grantee partners, I mean, challenging systems of oppression is in our mission. And if we're challenging system, what does that even mean? Well, we're creating new solutions for our communities to thrive in, mm-hmm, and be safe in and take ownership of, and all of those ways that flipping a system doesn't have to be a big scary thing. It can just come in with the solutions that are inherent in those communities.
And everyday people take part in flipping systems.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So as we're talking, like, everything that we all do, and I'm talking to the room and to the whole island and everyone on the internet, everything that we do is to flip that system. Mm-hmm. Whether we're shopping in what place, whether we're thinking about land and people and the people on the land and what we do, who we talk to, how we talk about them,
that's right,
is a way to flip that system.
And it can be joyful work. Again, I
joyful,
mentioned this in the beginning,
thank you,
is that it
thank you,
doesn't need to be this doomy, gloomy, oh my God, the system's broken, so we, mm-hmm, need to do all of this stuff. Yes, acknowledging that, but also acknowledging that the community already has the power, mm-hmm, and they have the solutions. It's just a matter of plugging into that and fueling that power that they already have, and whether that's through volunteerism or whatever, anything that folks can give to folks who are already thinking systems management, mm-hmm, and systems change, that's where we can be active participants in this huli that we all dream of.
That's one of the things that I think about a lot with Kauai Community Radio. Like, we have public affairs shows, and so we talk about what's going on in the community, like politically, socially, what our biggest problems are. And In the past, I have believed that we talked about our problems so much. So it's, mm-hmm, it's a great place where we can talk about what's going on, what's wrong, what's in, kind of complain about stuff. But what I want to focus our discussion, like, I've been the general manager now for 2 years, so I want to focus our discussion on community problem solving.
Yep.
And
solution.
So how we can solve these problems now. And so we have these public affairs shows, call-in shows. We've got Dr. Keahi does an equally sovereign, so it's like through the native lens, so that we can call in and do that community problem solving and what's the best way to live with each other and to do a better life.
Yeah. And shout out to my auntie Nani Rogers, who also,
yes,
does a show here.
Oh,
mahalo,
my,
my auntie.
Yeah.
For taking care of me since Monday. I love you. Shout out on your radio station. Oh,
she is so lovely. She has been on the air for years. Yeah. Years and years. So
Can I say it? So
yeah,
please, Kauai, please support public radio. Please support KKCR and all the good work that they're doing, because they're platforming solutions
Kauai.
So, yeah.
Thanks, guys. I didn't expect that. That was cool. to do that, you can call 826-7771. That's 808-826-7771. Or you can head over to kkcr.org. And I think what I'm going to do is put this segment on our archives, so you'll be
Mahalo.
Able to hear
Thank
it
you.
And revisit all of these guys, and I'll put all of our all of your email, not email, websites on there too, so you
awesome.
Can find more about the work that they're doing, and link to the podcast, Kenji, so you can see how Hawaii People's Fund supports nonprofits all over the island.
Mahalo.
Islands, all of them.
Yeah. And Kauai usually, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, this is the biggest cohort we've had here, which is so awesome because Kauai is so awesome. And we're very, admittedly, Oahu-centric over the years since we were founded. So you'll see that there's many, many partners on Oahu. Super excited to have so many on Kauai.
Yeah, Kauai, I've just known that we're big with our nonprofits. Like we are big, and I think that nonprofits do a lot of work where there's gaps in services and there's gaps in history and story and all of that that government can't fulfill or other organizations can't or won't fulfill, and for people to stand up and fill those gaps and to take leadership in that is very special. And I'm always like into it. So
awesome.
We've got about 13 more minutes in this show. Do stay tuned. A deep dive into water safety is coming up. I've got Margaret in here enjoying a matcha here from Ha Coffee. And hi, Margaret. She's going to give us some stories about, because we're putting together a podcast about water safety, knowing that Hawaii has the second highest drowning rate in the nation. And a lot of people that drown, it's not just tourists, it's also Hawaiians that drown too. And how can we stay safe and bring water safety as part of our, how we talk about stuff, you know, and back to that, not being scared to talk about things. Let's talk about drowning. Let's talk about our bodies. Let's talk about how we can't stay on our land. Let's talk about our cultural roots that go beyond the 1950s.
Yeah, and you know, if I may, I want to also underscore that Hawaii People's Fund, right, this name, it's kind of highfalutin name that sounds like we got a whole bunch of money and we come, you know, like this kind, but I do want to just distinguish that we're way better connectors than we are funders. So if there's anybody who's listening, just know that our superpower is connection and being able to connect folks with the issue areas that they care about, connect folks with the people that they want to support, or being that connectivity piece. We're the only intermediary in Hawaii that is really looking at this from a social justice perspective. And so reach in anytime. Check out our website, hawaiipeoplesfund.org. Check out our socials. Call us up. Like anything that, anywhere that people are moved to plug in and connect to this work. It's exciting. It's joyful. It's large. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that people can engage with their own communities and things they care about.
Yeah. So then in saying that, then someone could email you or call you up and say, hey, I'm very passionate about keeping Native people on Native lands.
Yep.
And you say, what island you live on, I got people for you to talk to.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We are that guy. Like, okay. Please call us. Yeah. Please reach in.
That is very good. Do you have a story or two that you could share about, so I totally put you on the spot.
Oh, like, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think the story I can share is the ongoing story of the joy in this work. Like, every day is a new adventure.
I love that you know. Keep coming back to joy.
We have to, or else we're all going to drown in the misery of this moment, you know? And I know for myself, I think I may be speaking for the staff as well, being able to return to these difficult conversations and these difficult issues that are happening, not just to our communities, but to the entire planet in this moment. And to return back to a place of joy and hope that is very different from when you turn on the TV and it's just all this disaster show happening, right? Like we're an alternative. We like to think of our work as being an alternative to that, and definitely uplifting the alternative to that that's actively happening in communities. I think that would be my favorite story, is the story of our small role in ensuring that joy prevails over this dark and weary time.
And it is like in that dark and weary time, our mandate to step up and be that resistance. And then the reminder for me, my biggest takeaway is going to be, hey, remember it's joyful. Mm-hmm. Remember that what I do as my act of resistance is an act of joy.
Right.
Like, I get to spread music everywhere.
That's so awesome.
Like, I have the best job ever.
Yeah.
And I get to talk to you guys, best job ever.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, just leaning into the joy and holding each other. I think that's the other big message, a big takeaway, I think, is mm-hmm. all of these organizations are fabulous examples of communities holding one another, very community-centered, place-based, and everybody is a part of something like that in Hawaii. So, it,
mm-hmm.
again, the access is there to be a part of the collective liberation that we all dream of.
Right, and I would think my encouragement to listeners, too, would be to check out some of these organizations. Whether you're new to the island, medium new, have been here for 20, 25 years, or if you're born here, all of it, like, we participate here. We shop here, we live here, we interact here. And to connect with each other, with Native programs, with all of it, like get involved, and get yourself with people. Because this is our home. And we can do it. Are you sure no one else wants to say anything? Tell me a story, guys.
I also want to big up, we have Miss Mary Tam here, and she is our board member. I mean, she doesn't want to come to the mic, but she's sitting here quietly.
Uh-huh. You've been taking a lot of pictures, too, so very good.
Wonderful to have a member of our leadership.
On Kauai.
She came from Oahu. But being able to see what the staff does and how stoked we are to be in community with, like, all of these rock stars that live on Kauai and do these things.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to acknowledge Karima Dowdy, who is our newest staff member.
Okay.
She's our Hako'oho o Mohala, and her main kuleana is to malama the relationship and pilina that we have with our community partners. So we're super mm-hmm. stoked to have her join the team. And as I mentioned, Noeleni earlier, that tag teams with Kenji on the massive amplification lift that we do as a very central part of the work that we do. And big up to Ryan Leong, who is our director of operations that helps to keep all of the things moving.
The moving parts.
Yeah.
There's so many moving parts.
Yeah.
Tell me the podcast one more time, where we can find the podcast. You want to come back, Kenji? You're a talker.
Yeah.
Sure. Thanks for inviting me back to the mic. Yeah, the podcast is called Hawaii Rising.
Mm-hmm.
And it's available on all major podcast platforms.
Awesome. Hawaii Rising, do you have, like, a really good story that you can share from your podcast?
I can share one of our recent episodes was from the La Hoʻihoʻi Ea event this past year at Thomas Square, which is the Sovereignty Restoration Day, commemorated every year. I don't know if you have time to get into the history, but every year there is a fearless community leader who is commemorated, one living and one who's passed on. And this past time we had Uncle Liko Martin.
From Kauai. Oh, Liko Martin from Kauai.
From Kauai. Uh-huh.
And we got to talk story with him. He sang. He shared about his life history, his activism, his music, his philosophy. And it was just a really, really amazing conversation. I was just super stoked to have some time to sit down and talk with them. So,
We produce on Kauai, at KKCR, we produce a talk story series. It's like a CD that we haven't done it this last year because the world flipped over.
Right.
But we produce a CD every 2 years. It's a talk story CD that talks to the artist, and they tell stories and they sing and all of that. And Liko Martin was one of them. And it is charming.
It's just charming. A joy to speak mm-hmm. with him, and such an honor. He has such a wealth of knowledge and wisdom.
Oh, that is so good. We've got 5 minutes left in our program. Is there anything else that anyone wants to share? Because I can definitely talk for 5 minutes. We are on Kauai Community Radio. This is Talk Story Radio, and we're talking with folks from that are part of the cohort partnering with Hawaii People's Fund. And I've been talking with Mickey and all of these folks. Maybe could you name all of the organizations?
All 48 of them?
Well, I was thinking all the ones on Kauai.
of them on Kauai.
On Kauai,
joined with us today, of course, is Rice Street Business Association, who is changing the narrative on economic justice in the Hu'e, Mahalo mm-hmm. Nui. We're also Iola Wailua Nui and Pua and their crew are leaning into Indigenous justice here on Kauai and really reclaiming community space in Wailua. Kipuka Kuleana, joined by Tina and Malana today, and again, the injustice, Indigenous justice angle and land back efforts, and Kalao Kekahuli, who has a Kauai wing. I love that Kahea is a part of Kalao Kekahuli here on Kauai, leaning into birth justice and reproductive justice here. And then our two partners who didn't join us today, Malama Kauai and Kamawai Lualani.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much for being on Kauai Community Radio today. Like, it is our thing to amplify these voices too. And if I can ever get any of you guys on the radio again, and we can have a conversation for an hour or so, you know, and really highlight what you're doing, that is important stuff. And that's exactly why Kauai Community Radio exists.
Mahalo, so. Annie, and yeah. All those listening, support KKCR, man. It's the real deal, Holyfield, here on the island, and just mahalo. Mahalo to you folks for allowing us this space to vehe.
Thank you so joy. Much. Thank you. Yeah, it is our pleasure. Thank you, everyone. And this is the end of the first segment of Talk Story Radio here. I don't have a transition song, so I am just going to talk. Right. So thank you, everyone. It was
mahalo, Annie.
All right. For everyone, hey, Margaret, if you want to take the seat here for the next segment here, we're gonna slide into deep dive into water safety. I know it's a tough crowd to follow because they were so good, but our next show coming up is Deep Dive into Water Safety, where we examine the causes of drowning in Hawaii, and drowning is preventable, and so that is a conversation that we want to keep having here at Kauai Community Radio on Kauai as well. So this is KKCR. We are in the middle of our fun drive, and currently right now we're in the middle of downtown Lihue. We're at Rice Street Business Association's Hale Lihue, and this is kind of our effort at taking the radio out of the station. So just to let you know that our radio station is for everyone, and we're part of you. We're part of the community, and we're part of life here on Kauai. So we're not stuck up in the jungle there. We are actually here for you and with you. So taking the radio out of the station, here we are in Lihue. So that's fantastic. To give to this work and to give to the kind of work that we do, you can head to kkcr.org. That is the easiest way to support us there. You can also volunteer with KKCR, and we can amplify your voice and what you're doing as well. You can be an underwriter with KKCR, and so your business can have daily announcements, and you can support our work through your business. We also say thank you by making underwriting messages for you. You can also, we take all sorts of different donations, like with, you know, we got all the ways. We've got, we can take stock, we can take bequeathments and those sorts of things as well. So you can sit wherever you want. Rodwin's going to set you up wherever you're comfortable. And so KKCR is your source, and so we're here for you. Thank you so much for listening. This is KKCR Hanalei, K A